end of the day, we're playing White Hart Lane Monday night.
And then last week also another story. That was this Sunday, last Sunday night, yesterday night. Last week had the same similar story also with my. I don't know where I was. I was late. But I was late anyway. Yeah. Same child. I said, listen, Boracle, I think it's a bit sad. If you're saying Baker's Krishna afterwards, that's much better.
Where does it come from?
What?
Where does it come from?
What?
This idea of saying Boracle, one of the same Boracle afterwards.
Where? It's a Lakhush Konor. Similar summer test. I'm testing Lakhush Konor.
One person?
Not one person. Talk about a cousin.
I'm not talking about a cousin. I'm talking about a single person.
What's the headache? What's the difference? Someone's missed out Boracle. They've not said it.
You missed
a Boracle. Why shouldn't you want to hear it? You want to make up?
Yeah. Well,
it's
a problem.
Well, it's
a tool. Make it before it's aware. Make a bomb.
Yeah, but I said to you, that's a different reason. Let's go on our Arizal. Our Arizal's different. Our Arizal doesn't worry about this. I don't know. I'm asking, it's very, very interesting. Yeah, but as far as a lot of people don't know, it's not always a raya, this. It's a lot of people don't know this halacha. No, I'm saying the dark and moisture. You can see clearly the dark and moisture. Someone asked the dark and moisture. He quotes clearly many, many years ago, the Shaila, this question. And the person made the machor. The person made the machor that it's wrong, these people are saying Boruchu. But he was talking about, it's clear from the one who was in the dark and moisture, he was talking about that they came in the middle of Birkas Krishma, but they said Birkas Krishma. They said Krishma, Birkas Krishma, Shmanesu, but they missed Boruchu. So now the end of done, they want to make a Boracle. So there, you haven't got, they're not saying Birkas Krishma afterwards. So that, he says, is completely wrong. That's morally wrong, he says. That they shouldn't do.
So
Mocha Chavez and the Northern
is one of that to say
Boracle? Say Boracle, yeah. Mocha, if you miss say Boracle, yeah. A quick recap what we learned last time. The last time we learned about Tfilas Mincha, if a person misses out, a person comes late for Mincha, let's just find this first of all. Toshi and Mem Zion, that was it, Toshi. So we said, yeah, someone comes late for Mincha, he says, miss our Ashrei, it's better to start Shmon Esrei with everyone together. So it means missing our Ashrei, leave our Ashrei, start Shmon Esrei with everyone together, and then say Shmon Esrei with them. We said also in the Chizuk last time, let's say, for example, there's not a minion for the beginning of Ashrei. So you start Ashrei, there's no minion. You finish Tehillas Hashem, finish the Pesach, and then all of a sudden a tenth person walks in. That you can't say Kaddish then. You have to have, Kaddish Hashem said, when you start Mizmo Tehillim, at least three Pesachim. So you have to say some short mizmor, some short tehillim, or say three psukim of something before you can say a kaddish. That's another thing as well. Yeah. We spoke about Talakom Tomei, Pasuk Toyes. Then we spoke about Isur Kiddush, and that is if someone's very short of time for Mincha. Let's say it's getting towards the soft month filler. And he looks at his watch, and let's say 10 to 10 is the soft month filler. Mishnah Berurah holds, the Ma'aser Reis, where comparison, Mishnah Berurah holds that the soft month filler means even Chazos HaShatz. Everything has to be finished by the Sos Mantra. It's not just that once you start, you've got a heter. Everything has to be finished by the Sos Mantra. Some comes to Shul 9, what's done in the Let's say 10 to 10 is the Sos Mantra done in the minute. Let's just imagine it is. So then there's a shadow of Hoch Shmon Esther. Can a person do a Shmon Esther? The Chasen starts off Shmon Esther loud. So we said, the Mishnah Berurah says what you do is that the 10 people all start with him. And they all, he says it loud from Baruch HaTosha at the beginning till Hokei, the Kodesh, loud with Kedusha. And the people say it with him. Mishmur says in such a case it's better if one of the ten can wait to answer Amen, or you're a cotton. Even better than that, Mishmur says, if you've got a bit more time, is that the nine people shouldn't start with the chazan. They should let the chazan say it loud to start with, and then when he's finished Hokei, the Kodesh, everyone starts from there.
That's still considered
Philip Sibbe. That's called Philip Sibbe, he says, yeah, that's called Philip Sibbe. That is what we said last time.
So now on
Shabbos,
when there's nothing
to do with Shabbos, yeah, Shabbos can do the same thing. Same thing on Shabbos as well, if you have to do it, yeah? Ideally, but here, the number's going to answer his homage to his brother, that's the point. So, yeah, so why is this one person? And I said, it's better, really, if you've got more time for everyone to do it, it's better everyone should do that. Okay, well, so that was more or less what we said last time. Let's start with today, also very interesting. Oh, and that is the halacha of, someone made a mistake in Tfilas Shabbos, Moshi. He done with the wrong Shabbos. Happens. So I hope it doesn't happen to me now after all these shiurim. Happens something still shiurim will happen. But what he did was he started the Tfilas Chol by mistake. He started the week Shmon Esrei on Friday night. Let's just see the Mechabes. Mechabes raised Sabbath Zion. Very interesting halacha is this.
When did he do it, right? Next day.
Next day. What? Emtor. The Hischil Tfilas Chol. Someone by mistake made a mistake. And he started the week Shmon Esrei on Shabbos. So the Rabbi was talking about, let's talk about Friday night. Friday night, a person made a mistake. Instead of saying Atikidashto, he said Atochoni. That's his status. Says the Mechaber, He has to finish that bracha he's in the middle of. So that means the marshal, someone could be in the middle of Baruch Aleinu. He might be in the middle of Baruch Aleinu, and in the middle of Baruch Aleinu, perhaps he's not going to do it. It's Shabbos. Everyone's finished Shmoneh Esrei. He's still in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. You can't say what's going on, what things are wrong. He's normally very quick. He's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So the halach is that bracha that he's up to, he has to finish. He can't stop in the middle. He has to be goyma that bracha. Says the Mechaber, goyma oisa brach niska boshu maskasha Shabbos. He has to finish off that bracha. Loishna niska bichas atachoinen. Doesn't make it to remember in the middle of atachoinen. Loishna niska bichas achas b'shabrachas. The Mechaber carries on. We'll see why. Bein ba'arvis, bein b'shachris, most of a mincha. That's how the Mechaber starts, and he just carries on. By most of it's different. So we'll come to most of another. Leave most of it for the time being. The Vayda we're talking about, mariv, shachris, or mincha. The person's in the middle of atachoinen. He's in the middle of Baruch Aleinu, it's coming, it's what's the term, remember that, what have I done? He has to finish off that bracha. That is important. Halacha, finish it off, says Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Hashanim, then he goes back to Afkidashto. He goes back to wherever he is, or Yisrach Moish, wherever he is, then he rejoins the Shemoneh Esrei, raised up to. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why is this, what size is this? Why is he saying a wrong Shemesh? Why is he not going to stop and start again? Start straight away. Why did he finish off that bracha? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hatzamu, the Bedin who the boy that stir Yuchas Bracha on Shabbos. Really, according to strict halacha, actually, a person should daven Yuchas Bracha on Shabbos, like a weekday. K'moy b'choil, as it's meant to be done in the weekday.
One minute.
And what you would do is you just mention about Shabbos in the middle of Avodah. I would say you'd mention about Shabbos. Come on, Rosh Chodesh, like you do on Rosh Chodesh, you don't make a new Shemoneh Esrei. You dumb on the same Shemoneh Esrei as you do on as a weekday. Rak. Mishum kovish Shabbos leh tshichu rabon. Rabon won't matriach you to daven a weekday Shabbos. A weekday Shabbos has got 19 brachas. 18 brachas in time to Chazal, yeah? It's a very long thing. So Chazal wanted to make it more lenient, more, less of a tircha on Shabbos. So they reduced the size of brachas to 7. Leh tshichu rabon b'tira brachach, as I'm sorry, Shabbos, they made just one bracha in the middle of Shabbos. V'lachin. But the Eved, shehizkar brachas, since really, me'ikha din, you should be daven a weekday Shabbos. Since that is the ikadin, came with the Evish, here's the bracha. Since now with the Evish, you start the bracha, Graham Renner, you've got to finish off. Shehiru Ulay Minatin, it's fitting Minatin, but Achakach Master Abracha Michael Shabbos. And then you make the bracha for Shabbos. You've got to add to Kadashto. I must say, I saw an interesting kiddush when I was preparing the shiur today. And that is, let's say someone's on holiday, he's somewhere, and he's got no siddur. And he does not know, because he doesn't know Shemoneh Esrei of Shabbos off by heart. What should he do?
He does the
weekdays. Weekdays, much easier. He does it every day. I don't know Shabbos. I'm embarrassed to say, especially on tape here, but I don't think I know Shabbos when that's about.
But on weekdays?
Yeah.
You say it 3 times a day?
Yeah. So what do you do?
On weekday.
What?
On weekday. You said you won't come down on weekday for Shabbos.
Interesting. You can. It's interesting. Why is the possible say that you say a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, but you say Yalevi Yovai, and instead you say Shema Shabbos today. If anyone ever asks you a trick question, Moishi,
yeah,
when can you say Yalevi Yovai on Shabbos? It's not Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov. Yeah, Moishi. Ask to see anyone gets the answer for this. If someone is stuck somewhere, he does not know to this Shabbos off by heart. He knows the weekday Shemoneh Esrei off by heart, so he can say the weekday Shemoneh Esrei. He puts in Yalevi Yovai. And he puts in, it's not very much crazy to say, he puts in this Yom HaShabbos to say.
Why is it
Tzim? What?
Why is it
Tzim? Why is it Tzim? It's a little bit of Shabbos, it's a Shemoneh Esrei. You never say it's Tzim, you have to make a new thing up. But say it's a Benchy, you never find it in Shemoneh Esrei.
But
Yalav Yom HaShabbos is a Benchy. Yalav Yom HaShabbos is a Benchy, you know what you're saying, Benchy. Not in Benchy, because Yalav Yom HaShabbos is a Shemoneh Esrei. The Nusach of Yalav Yom is in Shemoneh Esrei.
Yeah, Nusach of Yalav Yom is Shabbos.
Say, it's a Kiddush, so now you say it's not enough because you can say it in Shemoneh Esrei. It's that same with say, I mean, it's a bit more of a Kiddush. So a Kiddush actually. Then he says, that's also Poshut. We spoke about this once before. Poshut, let's say someone's in a shul, and in front of him is no siddur, so he does not know the weakness, he does not know Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. But if he goes to the throne shank at the back of the shul, he'll be able to do it. So he started Shemoneh Esrei and he realized, oh, you go back to Shabbos today. I don't know Shemoneh Esrei. He's allowed to walk in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, Moishi.
Yes, sir.
Not a Kiddush, good thing you came today, Moishi. Two Kiddushim. He's allowed to go in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei to the Sforim Shrunk, get his enormous Siddur out, and use that for Shemoneh Esrei. All right. So So the Maida, he said, very posh what happens over here, a person was in a Shmoneh Esra, and he said, he started a bracha, he was on any other brachas, and he's in the middle, he realizes he's got a problem, he's not said Shabbos, he has to finish that bracha itself, is finished off. I know most people are scared to do this, I mean, I know myself, let's say you start, for example, Atachoy Nolan Das, you realize, so most people are hesitant, ah, what should we do, I'm not sure what to do. The Maestra Halacha is just to finish off that bracha. That is the Halacha. There's a whole shayla, let's look into it now, but you know, there's a big shayla, are you, on the second day Pesach, are you allowed to put the same bracha up on a notice board? To make sure, same bracha, yeah?
Yeah, same bracha.
So many people
say... I wish you're not going to pull it out.
Right. What
should you do?
The shayla is, can you put the same bracha on it? I don't know why you want to do it now. You want to be ready for Mar. You want to be ready for Mar. So the big shayla, many possible holds a problem, that it's mamash hachona. You're doing a hachona now for later. I never understood this, I must say, because you can see there's a halacha here, by mistake, let's say someone doubles Baruch Aleinu on Pesach, on the second day. And he started Baruch Aleinu, Hashem Elokeinu, on that day, he has to say the same bracha as far as my Mishmah Esra. What?
It's my Mishmah
Esra. I thought it was Poshim Star, that, because that's where this man is. And there's just all the same, everything, yeah? It's the night before, I think. So it's a very interesting thing. The Maase is no gear for someone. It could be no gear for someone on Shabbos itself. On to itself, this question, yeah? It's not a gear to anyone. As far as I know, the Maase, you say the same rock, almost like Baruch Aleinu. You have to say what's there. I'm saying, someone's in the middle, I don't know what, for example, someone, well, that's what other in Nusach is there. Yeah, so if someone's in Baruch Aleinu, let's say, forget that example, let's say now, someone started Baruch Aleinu, someone came to Hashanah Azos, he reads, oh, about Shabbos there, what am I doing? He has to finish all that bracha, and he says the same bracha in that Nusach. Don't ask if he says the same Tanamot of Rocha, what happened? That's another problem in itself. Let's say by mistake the guy got it wrong. And he said the same Tanamot of Rocha in that Baruch Aleinu, which is wrong. So he stops. He has to have a Shmoneh Esra with Shabbos. But I read his afterwards, he's not said it. He said the wrong Baruch Aleinu. Alright, that's another question. Right. Coming back to here. So now the Machaber says an interesting halacha here. That is quite straightforward, yeah? Now, this is talking about where he started. He made a mistake. He thought it was a weekday. He forgot it was Shabbos day. This is why I'm talking about a simple case, first of all. He forgot it was Shabbos day, and he starts Atochen Antonu thinking that it's a weekday. So the halach is that he has to finish off that bracha by Mariv, Mincha, or what you call it, yeah? That is the Machaber Shitta. However, the Mogen Avraham, the Prima Godim, and the Mogen Avraham, Prima Godim, and Derech HaChaim, they say, this is halacha, what happens? Someone thought it was weekday today, so he's in the middle of Friday night davening. He starts Atah. Oh, one minute, he says, today is Shabbos. He's put his Atah kosh ready. He said, Baruch Hashem, Akeda kosh. He starts the next section. Moshe, we need a silly here, really, Moshe. He said, it should be Atah Kiddush. Sorry, Moshe, thank you. Oh, wait, someone's got Moshe. Shkoyev. Moshe? Shkoyev, thank you. So it should have been Atah Kiddush, yeah? He made a mistake, Moshe. And he said Atah, and he realized, oh no, it's Shabbos today. Can he change now to Atah Kiddush?
Why not?
Because he started off with a weekday Shmoneh Esra.
Oh, but the same Atah, the same word.
But he started to think it was weekday, thinking it was weekday.
So maximum says Atah again.
What?
Maximum
probably
say Atah again.
First of all, it could be too late. That's it. I mean, there's someone's Atah there, and he realized he has to finish off the bracha. Maybe now you said Atah, you start.
Because both are the same words.
So you're in good company, but you're not. So it's not so clear. The Machaber holds, the Machaber's lashon is that once you say the word Atah, in 12 minutes, it's going to be my oyster brachas. I'm going to say the word Atah.
She has to say the
Atah. Oh, do I want it? Where's the smog going to wrong?
Why does it matter what you thought as long as it's in the right? Because you've got to think what you're saying. Right, putting in the right.
He said the word Atah. He said the word Atah. Goyme, Koyshom Achonin, Havalah, Hiskel, Mishachon, but Goyme is the Bracha. The Machaber paskens that once you say the word Atah, Atachon, thinking it was a weekday, you have to finish that Bracha. So, someone to ask a question here? What?
On Shabbat.
You're allowed to, we said at the beginning. Really, Me'ekadin, you can say a week Shmoneh Esra on Shabbos. That's why you have to finish it off if you say it by mistake. Because Me'ekadin, you can say a week Shmoneh Esra on Shabbos, if you start it off, you have to finish it. But the Mechamah's got a massive chiddush. The Mechamah says when you say the word just ato by itself, means even though you can do a swap, you can gear it now to ato kiddush or ato echad or mincha. You could do that. The Mechamah holds you had it. You had the ships. That's it. Finished. Once you start the word ato, thinking it was a weekday Shemini Esrei, since your kavana is for a weekday Shemini Esrei, Chazal said you got to finish off that bracha. That's only Shem Mechamah. That is Mechamah's lashon. Once you say the word ato, finished. On that, Mishnah brings down. Mishnah brings down. I'm Beis Yosef. The three day rabbis. Even you could say ato kiddush ato echad. Come on, kibush kavana. So it's for the tefillah. Since you intend to start with this one, Esra, it's called starting chol, and you have to finish off because that's a chol. How many have wrong? Cholik. The three day dafka betefillah shachris. This only applies. The word ato is only a problem in shachris. In shachris, you say Yisrael Moshe. So there, this ato is quite clear that you're intending for a week this one, Esra. The Mogen Avraham, they say, other Achorim say that in a week, Friday night, and Shabbos Mincha, the person says ato by itself, you do not have to finish ato chonin.
That's saying about the Yom Tov as well, is it?
Yeah, yeah, it's all actually quite, I didn't go into it now, but it's exactly the same shot about Yom Tov. But you've got no ato for Yom Tov either. Ato Hatonim. You start ato Hatonim straight after, yeah. Ato Hatonim. Yeah, same shot. Yeah, yeah, same shot.
That's why Chazal was separate with the word ato in case of
Mincha. But I'm saying Yisrael Moshe hasn't got ato, yeah? So now you've got a machlokes here between the Mechaba and a Mogen Avraham and a Prima Godim and a Zanachayim. So again, the Mechaba holds what? You thought it was a weekday. You made a mistake. The important to realize is that this case is talking about you thought it was a weekday today. So you started the word Ato, think Ato Chonim, and you realize, oh, what have I done? It's wrong. I shouldn't be saying this word today. Mechaba holds once you say the word Ato, you have to finish the whole bracha. The Mogen Avraham, Derechayim, Prima Godim hold no. Atos, since you can change it to Atikudash to Ato Echod, you're allowed to change it. Now, Mr. Ruler doesn't paskin over here what the halach is. He just brings both shitters. It's not, Mr. Ruler says that since it's not clear, these possible hold that, since it's not clear from the dibble what you mean, because it could be Atikudash, we're allowed to switch. But Mr. Ruler, he doesn't paskin with the halacha. It looks like you say, many Achroim take on like the second son of Chiddush, not like the Mechaba. And they say, if you just say the word Atwa by itself on Friday night or Shabbos Mincha, and you thought it was a weekday, you're allowed to gear it, you're allowed to change it to, what do you call it, to, to Ato Kiddush or Ato Echad. That's a big shaila, that's a good question. Do you have to say Ato again? That's not a question, good question actually. Do you have to say Ato again? I think many possibly say one can, I don't say you don't have to. That's a bit of a question.
I'm women?
What? We would have got to say one question. This applies to women exactly the same halacha, mostly to women as well as to men. It's exactly the same halacha. So that is if a person, Poshet, made a mistake, he thought it was a weekday. Now, the next case of the Shulchan Aruch is where a person knew it was Shabbos. But because of his Hergad Loshen, he wasn't just thinking properly. He just said Ato. He didn't think about what he was saying. So this is a different halacha. Now, so this is, he knows it's Shabbos. There, it's a different halacha. And halacha is, if you just did as Hergad Loshen, then you may change it, even for Shachris, to Yisrael Moshe. So a person started Ato, and he realized then, oh no, he knew it was Shabbos. He just said, oh, I know it was Shabbos today. But just because I'm used to saying Ato Choyne, he just said a word Ato Choyne, important distinction in this case, yeah? He knew it was Shabbos. He just poshut made a mistake because he's so used to saying Ato Choyne. He said Ato Choyne. In that case there, he's allowed to switch even for Shacharis from Yisrael Moshe to Yisrael Moshe. Now, here they're all talking about you said the word Ato. The big question is, why did you say Ato Choyne? It means you knew it was Shabbos, and by the state, he said the word Ato Choyne. So the Bialon's got a topic about this, it's not sure. Because don't forget, you know it's Shabbos, it's just Hergad Loshen. What?
He starts
at the weekday. Well, yeah, but the Maestro, the Mr. Ruah Paskins, he brings down the Maestro, the other Mr. Ruah Paskins, once you said the word Ato Choyne, you had it. That's it. You could not, even though you knew it was Shabbos, if you said the word Ato Choyne, you could not have many possible clear. What about Ato Choy? You just start with the next word. So many possible, that's also a problem. Once you've started, you've left the word Ato, you've had it, and you cannot, for Shachris.
Kavona is better than having wrong.
What?
No, Kavona is better than having wrong.
All right, wait, so we'll stop there.
The cough as well. If you have no Kavona, you're better off.
You want to do Marek here?